This is Ruben.
Hey Ruben, she had a question of what's the APR, the interest rate?
On the working capital?
Yes.
On the working capital, I don't have those numbers. But once I have all the numbers, I'll give you guys all the options for 12, 15, and 18 months. No pressure, and you guys can tell me what you think.
12.15 and
18
12.1.
months. Yeah, I'm gonna give you guys once the loan has to be reapproved. So once it's reapproved, I'm gonna go over all the options for you.
Because she wants to know about the interest rate before she does any phone calls.
Oh yeah, that's not a problem.
So that's what I'm
Absolutely.
trying to figure out.
No worries. So she wants to make sure that the loan would be a better fit for her, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem. So just to kind of give you an idea, and I like to be very transparent with people on what I'm approving them for. I have a lot of different programs available, probably about 15 or 20. The program that I'm getting you approved for has a few major benefits. Here are the benefits. Number one, it's a longer term. Number two, it's more money. So I think what's going to happen is this. I don't think offering you guys like $100,000 based on your business size really does anything. That's just not enough money. So my loan would go up to 225 or 250. The other thing that I think
Okay.
is the most important part of our loan is the interest forgiveness. And that's the biggest thing I want to understand. So when you do a lot of these loans, let's just use your example right now. So you guys borrowed how much from Seattle Prime?
Probably about 100.
100? It was like 120, I thought, right?
Something like that. I don't know, to be honest with you.
No worries. Do you know what your payment terms were? What the payback was?
That we have to pay no matter what, even
No,
though
but
we did
what is
not.
the what was the weekly payment?
Think it was like two something.
Let's take a look. Give me a second. Let me give you all these numbers because I think it's really important to go through all these numbers so you have everything at your disposal. So give me a second. Give me a second. All right. So I've got your May statement. So your current loan, your payment is, let's see, 2,700. All
Okay.
right. And it looks like 10th, 17th, 24th. So it looks like that's probably a 52-week year. There's some programs where you'll do it once, like 4 times a month, one where you do it 52 weeks a year. So you're doing 2,700 times 52. So your payback is 140,400. And
Okay.
then you were, let's see, I can just back trace it based on what kind of the bank statements. So they gave you $118,000, 118,800. Okay. So here's what I think. Does it sound like you probably got $120,000?
Something like that.
Okay. So here's probably what they gave you. They gave you a $120,000 loan. They charged a fee. So your fee was like $1,200. So it was probably 1%. That makes sense because $120,000 times 1% is $1,200. You got $18,800. So using my guess, I'm guessing, which should be you got a $120,000 loan. They charge you a $1,200 fee. It's called an origination fee, most likely, because that's why you got 18.8. And your payback was one. Let's just bring that up. 2,700 times 52. That is a 144,100. So what you want to do is you want to take the 118,800 or the 120. I'm sorry, $1,000, and you want to see what the cost of that loan was. So that loan was about, let's see, I'm just doing some math here, bear with me.
Thank you.
No worries, man. I'm here to give you all the information you need. So, me a second. So, kind of going over this. And I can understand she doesn't want to go to them and ask for a letter until she's confident her loan is good to go at pricing she wants, correct?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem, not a problem. Not a problem. So using my math, I believe, and this is just based, I haven't seen her contract, so I'm not sure, but I believe her multiplier was a 117. Because if you take $120,000 and you multiply it by 1.17, you get to $140,400. So the cost of her loan probably over 12 months was 17 cents on the dollar. That's that 117 over 12 months with a 1% fee. Okay?
Okay.
I don't have all the numbers, but I can give you an idea of what your approval was last time. And I'm more than happy, like the way that I price this out, John, is I just want to get you guys into a better program and do a discount up front, which I was doing. So let's look at this real quick. Give me a second. Okay. On the program that I have, and keep in mind, I just want to give you guys what I think is the most appropriate. If we use the same numbers, I think your pricing would be, give me one second. Bear with me. Bear with me.
So our interest is 12%, you're saying?
No, I'm saying no, your current loan is a 117 because you're going to
Okay.
take 120,000. You can just write this down. So the way those cash loans are, they work at the cost of the loan over a certain amount of term. So if you take $120,000 and you multiply it by 117, if the numbers I have are correct, just, and I don't have your contract, so I can't tell you this for certain, but if I take $120,000 and I multiply it by 1.17, I get to your payback of the 1140 400. What I'm doing is this: I'm taking the $2,700 weekly payment, okay?
Okay.
I'm multiplying that by 52. If you said you did this loan over a year, correct?
Yes.
Are you sure you did this loan over a year?
It's gonna be for 1 year straight, and we have to pay it off by this year or next
Okay, and
year.
did it? Do you have that contract on you by any chance?
No, I don't. This is what
Okay,
my mom
so
has.
it. Okay, you probably want to get the contract because that's the numbers you really need. But what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to assume a few things. I'm going to assume it's a year term. I'm going to assume that it's $2,700 a week over 52 weeks. So if I take $2,700 a week and I multiply that by 52, I get to 140,400.
Okay.
The wire that came in was for 18,800. You think it's around 120. So my
Yes.
assumption is your loan was for 120. The reason why you didn't, why you got 118,800 versus 120 was there's probably a fee they charge. It's very common in this industry, and that's 1% of the loan amount. So your payback is 140,400. So you have to basically just take the 140,400 and divide that by the 120,000. So that's a 117. So that means for every dollar you guys borrowed or borrowing over a year term, you're paying back 17 cents on that dollar plus a 1% fee, if these numbers are correct. And I can't tell you that for certain because, like I said, I don't have your contract. So where do I think I'll be with your loan? Well, on your previous loan that was approved, and I'm hoping, John, we can do 250 instead of 225, but on your previous loan, the way I had priced it out was your payment, including a discount, would have been about 38, 36 over an 18-month term. That means that your current loan payment is about $2,700 per week. So with our loan, because we're extending the term and giving you guys much more money, you would get, let's just assume your balance is like $90,000. In this case, you would get the difference between 90 and 225. So if the approval comes back at 225, you would get an additional $135,000 in your account. We would pay off Seattle Prime, and your payment would go from $2,700 to $3,836.
Okay, I'll let it know.
But I don't, like I said, this is kind of exploratory. So these are my old numbers. My goal is to give you what, like I said, what I feel is the best program possible. And just so you know, if I really wanted to, or if you really wanted to, let's just say it all comes down to like the same cost. If you want me to, I can beat Seattle Prime's offer, and I can give you a loan that's like 2% lower over a year term. But I don't want to like give you guys $100,000 just to pay off $100,000. I want to give you a loan where you're going to get enough capital. It's going to help your business out, and you're going to get a longer term into a better program with interest forgiveness.
The only problem with Seattle Capital is that even if you do a refinance or not, it doesn't benefit us because we have to pay them off no matter what.
Correct. Just depends how much money you guys need.
Yeah. So basically, we already got their money, so it's just like, you know,
Some of these companies offer like discounts if you pay off early. So our loans do. The loan program that you've been approved for does offer a discount for paying off early, and it does offer, if you do a renewal with us, we waive all the remaining interest. So I think where you're kind of getting at is you're saying, hey, look, Ruben, I got to pay back Seattle Prime $140,000. So I'm only 5 months into the loan. And so if you kind of just look at loans, if you look at, say, your loan costs about $20,000. Since you paid off almost half of it, your kind of issue is, well, I'm basically throwing $10,000 away, correct?
That is correct.
Cool. Definitely is worth it for you to get in a better program. I have a customer that's actually done like 10 of these loans with someone else, and he has the same issue. He's in Pennsylvania. He has three restaurants. They're like breakfast spots. And he's like, well, Ruben, if I pay off my current lender, then I'm just going to be paying them prepaid interest. And I said, yeah, you are. But you can continue to like mess around with them, or you can get in a program that's much better. And I think in your case, it's worth it for you guys to get in a much better program. That's my thought. But what I'll do is you'll get a call from me like an hour and a half on what I can do for you or your business. Just keep in mind, by the way, this loan goes under the business credit. It doesn't go on your mom's credit report. But I'll call you back an hour or two on exact numbers, let you know what I can do. Total loan amounts, and then you guys can give me your feedback, and if you want to move forward, great. If not, we'll just do the JJ Holdings, whatever makes you guys most comfortable.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.